Leaders of the dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Anglican Communion met behind closed doors for talks here at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity on Monday. High on their agenda was the whole question of how to make the substantial yet little-known progress of recent years much better known to men and women in the pews of churches around the world. Plans already underway include a website showcasing best practices of Catholics and Anglicans already working together on joint worship or mission. For example, in Sudan, where bishops of both churches are engaged in common actions for peace, reconciliation, and support of displaced people. To find out more, I sat down with Catholic Bishop Don Bolan and Anglican Bishop David Hamid, co-chairs of a dialogue commission known as IYACUM. I began by asking Bishop David what on earth that string of letters actually stands for.
Well, the acronym stands for the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission on Unity and Mission. I think many Anglicans and Roman Catholics around the world are vaguely familiar with another commission, namely ARCIC, which is the Theological Dialogue Commission, which was set up by our highest authorities after Vatican II to further the theological dialogue. At the time of the setting up of that ARCIC commission, there was also thought given to the need for Anglicans and Roman Catholics to work together based on a great degree of the faith that we already share, to find ways to be able to engage in common work and to give visible expression to that high degree of unity of the faith. And that bit of work never really managed to crystallize into an international body or commission until in the year 2000, when Cardinal Cassidy and the then Archbishop of Canterbury, George Carey, convened a high-level meeting of Roman Catholic and Anglican primates and bishops to come together precisely to reflect on that challenge. And IYACUM was born from that vision.
That meeting, if I'm not mistaken, took place in Canada. You're both Canadian. It does seem to be that ecumenism is alive and well, more perhaps in Canada than anywhere else. Is that true, Bishop Don?
Well, it is alive and well in Canada. We can't judge for anywhere else. But yes, that meeting took place in Mississauga, just outside of Toronto, and I think was an impetus for Anglican Roman Catholic relations worldwide, but certainly had a good positive effect in Canada as well. Out of that meeting, there was a call for the establishment of a body, principally of bishops, which would foster the reception of the work of ARCIC. So IYACUM was formed in 2001 or 2002, and one of the tasks it took up was to produce a document which was eventually published in 2007 under the title Growing Together in Unity and Mission, which identified nine areas where Anglicans and Roman Catholics had been in dialogue and where there was a significant amount of consensus or convergence to report. So that document, in a sense, offered a summary of what Anglicans and Roman Catholics held in common about Trinitarian and Christological foundations of faith, the Word of God, the Church, baptism, Eucharist, ministry, morals, Mary. And it also identified areas where remaining work needed to be done. And now, after a little pause, IYACUM has been reestablished in some sense, and we're looking to find ways to, again, work with the theological dialogue in fostering the reception of its work and in trying to discern, given areas where we are in agreement, and where we know we are in agreement, trying to identify areas where we can do more in terms of common witness of our faith, common mission in the Church's life, common prayer, and common study. So we're looking at strategies to involve national Anglican Roman Catholic dialogues and bishops, wherever Anglicans and Roman Catholics live side by side in the world, to discern what they might be able to do together to foster our relations at present.
So, Bishop David, what kind of success are you having on this front? Because it's also true that not all your brother bishops on both the Anglican and the Catholic side are as enthusiastic as you two are.
That is one of the challenges, really, is to be able to share this vision and this wonderful experience of Mississauga, where I think the bishops at that meeting came away quite inspired with what was going to be possible. So the challenge is to be able to share that widely. The first step is to try to get a snapshot of what is happening presently on the ground. And so there has been, we have sent a survey around to national Anglican Roman Catholic dialogue groups, inviting response by the end of this year so we get a sense of what is happening. And we hope from that to be able to find areas of work in various parts of the world that might be able to be held up or spotlighted as an example of just what might happen creatively. Because I think bishops of both our churches in various parts of the world would be interested to know of some good practice and some models and some projects and examples and just show what is possible.
Can you give us an example of what you see as one of the most exciting or creative ideas?
Well, for instance, we know of cooperation between the bishops of both our churches in the Sudan, for example, on the question of peace and reconciliation and dealing with the displaced peoples. And that is a very important dimension of the church's mission and outreach. And the fact that the bishops of both churches are talking together about this and even issuing common pastoral letters and statements, I think, is a very hopeful sign, for one.
Also a very important part of the whole question of new evangelization, Bishop Don.
Yes, indeed. I mean, as Roman Catholics, we're celebrating the Year of Faith and giving special attention, especially through the recent synod, to a new evangelization. And, of course, both in celebrating our faith and in encouraging a deepening of faith, there is much that Anglicans and Catholics can do together.
There are those who would see this, the fact that it started up around the year 2000 when the theological dialogue was to a certain extent in crisis over the ordination of women within the Anglican Communion. There are those who see this as a kind of second best, a poor cousin, if you like. What's your answer to that?
Well, I don't think that's an accurate perception. In our relations on an international level, we are very keenly attentive to the issues which continue to divide us and to new issues which divide us. And there's no papering over the cracks, and there's no denial of real areas where theological dialogue continues to be needed. And at the same time, given the extent to which we do share a common faith, we are only at the beginning of doing what we could do together, based entirely on those elements of faith that we share. So we're trying to work that fertile ground of filling, I guess, of planting seeds where it's completely appropriate to work together in common witness or common mission and to encourage that locally. One of the things that we're planning to do is to set up a website, which, as Bishop David has just mentioned, would identify some best practices, creative things that Anglicans and Roman Catholics are doing together in different parts of the world, which are completely appropriate according to our respective ecclesiology and church discipline, which would also give information about areas where Anglicans and Roman Catholics are in a covenantal relationship in dioceses or parishes, which would include prayer services which bring Anglicans and Catholics together, and pastoral letters, and so that bishops or lay faithful that would go to these websites would see examples of things that could be done in the area of common prayer or common witness.
Can we have a few practical ideas as to when and where this website will be available?
I think if you look 8 months to a year from now, you might be able to see something. We're still very much in the beginning planning phases.
Okay. Any other practical ideas that you'd like to highlight? You mentioned Sudan. Any other areas that you're really quite enthusiastic about opening up, as you say, planting seeds, opening up this fertile ground?
I think I would want to make the general point that the more we actually engage in common life together and common witness and common mission, the more urgent we will realize is the need to continue the theological dialogue, to move closer together on those areas where we are still diverged. The very fact that we might, around the world, in various places, be rolling up our sleeves, Anglicans and Catholics together, and getting on with the mission of the Church, means that we would be committed to each other in an even greater way to resolving those remaining differences. So I think the two pieces of work internationally, the theological dialogue and the work of IARCUM and unity and mission, will feed each other and approach this whole issue of restoring the highest degree of communion possible between our two communities and work at it from these two different angles.
Thank you both very much indeed.